I'm Michelle O'Neill for WVIK News. The way has been cleared for the first major railroad merger in more than two decades after federal regulators approved Canadian Pacific's $31 billion acquisition of Kansas City Southern. The two railroads are the nation's two smallest, but the approval today by the U.S. Surface Transportation Board comes after a lengthy and arduous review. Their merger will create the only railroad linking Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Three finalists have been chosen in the search for a new president of Black Hawk College. Tuesday, it announced campus interviews and public forums will be held later this month and in April for Jeremy Thomas, provost at Oklahoma City Community College in Oklahoma City; Todd Brand, chief academic officer at Ashland Community and Technical College in Ashland, Kentucky; and Sedgwick Harris, vice president of administrative affairs at Northampton Community College in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Current president of Black Hawk College, Tim Wines, will retire in May after serving the college for 5 years. The president of the Iowa Board of Regents has ordered the state's three public universities to postpone the implementation of any new diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Board President Michael Richards has appointed three board members to lead a review of all DEI programs at the universities in the meantime. It's in response to a bill advanced by Republicans that would bar the universities from spending money on DEI staff and offices. Republican Representative Taylor Collins of Minneapolis is a key supporter of the bill.
I just appreciate the efforts the regents have taken, but I think we do need to take this farther and make sure that these offices are not being used at all to push an ideological agenda, especially when it's taxpayer money at stake.
The bill to ban DEI spending at Iowa's public universities has cleared a committee, but has not been scheduled for floor debate. Beginning May 1st, classical music will have its own radio station in the Quad Cities. On Tuesday, WVIK announced the upcoming launch of WVIK Classical. Herb Trix has more.
CEO and General Manager Jared Johnson says after 43 years of sharing the 90.3 FM frequency with news and talk programs, classical music will move to 98.3 FM full-time. But he emphasizes that because of so much competition, the new station will be more than just music.
That's why WVIK Classical will not just be a computer playlist running classical music on autopilot. This new station will be a one-stop shop for news and information about everything going on in our region's vibrant arts community.
The executive director of the Quad Cities Chamber of Commerce, Ladrina Wilson, says the arts and culture are an important part of the local economy.
And so while this may seem like it is an opportunity specific to public radio and WVIK, I also see it as a broader opportunity to connect us outside of this region, to show us as the arts and culture hub that we truly are and can be.
I'm Herb Trix.
And Hy-Vee presented Mr. Thanksgiving with a big check yesterday. Bob Vogelbaugh accepted the $13,000 to help pay for his annual Thanksgiving dinner. And the money came from people who shop at all the Hy-Vee stores in the Quad Cities. You're listening to WVIK.